You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, the United Nations Commission of Inquiry officially announced they had found that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. To count as genocide under the 1948 UN Genocide Convention, at least one of five acts must have occurred, of which the Commission accuses Israel of committing four. The Commission of Inquiry does not speak on behalf of the UN, however they have called on member countries to punish those responsible for it. To this date, the New Zealand government has not issued any type of sanction against Israel or officially recognised a Palestinian state. However, Saturday's pro-Palestine protest, which attracted around 25,000 people to the streets of Auckland, has only increased pressure on the government to act. Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa co-chair John Minto believes that recent protests are an accurate measure of where the Aotearoa public stand on this issue, and that it's time for the government to abandon what he describes as pro-Israel policies. To discuss this, as well as the UN Commission of Inquiry declaring genocide in Gaza, I spoke with John Minto. What's your reaction to the UN Commission of Inquiry declaring this?
Well, I think it's an appropriate ruling. It follows on from, I think, every major human rights organisation around the world, and it follows the International Court of Justice finding that Israel was involved in a plausible genocide. So to have it confirmed by this UN body is appropriate, and should be a signal for governments to take strong action.
Can you explain the significance of this, and does it change anything that we already knew before?
Well, it doesn't change what we've known before. I think the whole world has known that, just watching social media feeds, the whole world has known that there is a genocide that's been going on. It's confirmed by all the major human rights groups such as Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. So it doesn't add to what we already know, but it is a United Nations body which has made this finding. And so all of the people who have been giving Israel the benefit of the doubt, if you like, all of that's gone now. There's no cover whatever for Israel, and there's no cover for any country continuing to deal with this genocidal state.
Do you think that this declaration will be enough for the New Zealand government to recognise Palestinian statehood and possibly sanction Israel?
Well, it should be. It should be the moment when New Zealand breaks from what it's been doing, which has been giving essentially complicity to Israel by refusing to even condemn the genocidal acts and the war crimes which Israel has been involved in. It should be the wake-up call for New Zealand to say, we are going to sanction Israel at least as much as we sanctioned Russia when it invaded Ukraine. We should be prepared to go much further, though, because this sort of situation has gone on for 77 years. The last 2 years have just been like a genocide on steroids. It's always been called a genocide by Palestinians, but the last 2 years it's been a genocide on steroids. We should be standing with Palestinians at this moment, and our government should be putting every sanction possible in place. We should end all of our trade with Israel. We should end any investment in Israeli companies. We should send the Israeli ambassador home. We should say that never again in Nazi Germany in the 1930s means never again for everybody in the world, and that includes Palestinians today.
New Zealand's share of total Israeli exports is around 0.3%. Given that this is so small, why has it proven to be so difficult for the government to sanction Israel?
Well, that's a really good question. I think it's more to do with the government being concerned about how the US will react. And this is a really mealy-mouthed policy. New Zealand in the past has stood quite strongly for our values, for things that we believe in, and for human rights around the world. This is the first time in my lifetime I can remember that a New Zealand government has not taken action against the sort of things we're seeing happening in Gaza today and in the occupied West Bank. This is absolutely unconscionable, and it's an embarrassment to all New Zealanders. We need our government to speak up for our values really clearly. And, yeah, we know America won't be happy with that, but that's not our problem. That's America's problem. And it won't impact New Zealand significantly at all in terms of our trade with the US.
You mentioned the United States' opinion on the situation. Israel recently launched a ground offensive this morning into Gaza City and then also recently launched strikes in Qatar targeting Hamas leaders who were there for peace talks. And despite this, Qatar being a long-term US ally, Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State, still went on to state that Israel has the United States' full support. Do you have any explanation for this?
Well, only that the US administration has stood beside Israel all the way through because it suits the US to do so. It's not because the US supports a separate Jewish state. They don't. They simply support having a client state in the Middle East that will mean they have a sort of de facto control of the resources of the Middle East, and they use Israel to attack any group which defies United Nations appropriation of the resources of the Middle East. So it's a self-serving policy from the US, and New Zealand should have no part in it.
And in terms of public opinion in Aotearoa, do you think even if the government were to step in and do something, it might be a bit too late?
Well, I think it's too late to wipe the stain of an action that the government wears from 2 years of watching a genocide unfold in Gaza. I think that is too late, but it is not too late to rehabilitate to some extent our international standing by speaking out very clearly now. Unfortunately, there's no sign that the government will do so. Winston Peters is determined to keep New Zealand foreign policy tightly aligned with the US, and that's against what the majority of people in New Zealand want. The public opinion polls that have come out are showing people who give an opinion 2-1 are in favour of sanctioning Israel, and 2-1 are in favour of recognising a Palestinian state. Our government has not done either of those things. But I have to say the most important of those is the sanctions against Israel. Recognising a Palestinian state won't stop the genocide. Sanctions against Israel will.
And that was PSNA co-chair John Minto on the UN Commission of Inquiry declaring genocide in Gaza and why sanctions against Israel are the only way to disrupt this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.